I've been thinking about possessiveness and ownership lately. Mostly kicked off because of some audio files I listened to. I have tons, like over 100 files saved to listen to, and whenever I have a chance to get into the mood, I use a random number generator to pick what I'm going to listen to next because I'm a total dork. And I have a spreadsheet of all my save files. So I was in the mood for a file and randomly chose one that had an aspect of ownership and possessiveness and jealousy in what drove the Dom to need to be doing all these wonderful, horrible things to the sub in the first place. That was a good file. Which is my point, because I didn't know that I was going to have a possessiveness, ownership, loving streak. I was aware of it as an aspect of DS, but wasn't really certain on how I fell on that until I listened to something and of course found it super hot. But it's been giving me a lot of thoughts since then, because, well, there's a double whammy of things going on. Very surface level, very basic surface level. I don't believe humans can own other humans. It's kind of one of my base core values of individuality and human rights and personal rights and bodily autonomy and all of that. So when I'm in, you know, not thinking about sex mode, I don't like the idea of possessiveness and ownership. And I really don't like what a lot of relationships turn into when possessiveness gets involved in the romantic side of things. But when I think of going up to a special someone and saying, "This body is yours for the next little while. What do you want to do with it? What do you want to be done to it? What do you want it to do?" Well, that makes me squeeze my nipples and wrap my thighs together and get a little hitch in my breath, as you could tell. So, how do I reconcile that with my normal independent streak? The good thing is that I think I already have the foundation for this in my acceptance of having non-cod fantasies in the first place, rape fantasies. And it's just about, you can't control the way that you're wired. Well, you might be able to control it, but it might take a long time. I don't know, I'm not a psychologist, but I don't think that I purposefully wired myself to get off on the idea of being taken against my consent, or the idea of being owned. I should turn up the vibrator while I'm thinking about this. However, somewhere along the line, the paths in my brain got set to think of that as arousing. So, I could go to a lot of effort to try to convince myself that that's wrong, and that I shouldn't think that. Or I should just find ways to simulate that in ways that don't really hurt me. Like, say, recording audio, where a friend comes in and forces me to come over and over for him. I liked that. Many of you did too. And scenarios in which I can tell someone, no. Scenarios in which someone tells me, in which they pull my head back by my hair, hold me by the throat, and inform me that right now this body is theirs. They own it, they control it, and they will say what happens to it. Oh, that's very nice. Although there is another layer to the complication. Remember, I alluded to there being multiple layers. The other is that, much like in normal life, I'm an independent, everybody's gonna make their own decisions type. I mean, I'm not saying these are the same things, but related to possessiveness, they are similar enough. I'm non-monogamous. And that took me a lot of time and effort and pain to get to understand what it meant to be that. For those of you who aren't familiar, what that means is that I can and do maintain multiple committed, healthy, happy, long-term relationships at the same time with everyone, here's the important part, everyone knowing about each other. And yes, when I start, you know, getting to know someone, if it gets flirty, I make sure they know about this up front. I'm just like, hey, just so you know, I do have people I'm dating already. You're welcome to become one of them. in order to have informed consent to not be cheated on, I guess. I make sure to be very clear with people up front that they are not the only one. Anyway, that is my point, is that that's another aspect that makes it interesting that I have an ownership kink, because even outside of I'm the only one who owns me, but I might let you rent me for a while. Oh, that's an interesting wording, isn't it? To think on that. I also have as a baseline the fact that anyone who wants to engage in these kind of activities with me knows that they are not the only person to touch me and to have some sort of claim on me, in as much as a sexual relationship is a claim on another person, and it is a little bit. So anyway, that definitely clashes with liking to hear someone say that I belong to them. But I think that that is solved by the exact same problem, which is that kink is a momentary exchange of power from, you know, me, the owner of the body, and my power over it, to, let's say, you, the wonderful person who knows how to treat my body so right. And the point is, honestly, that I'm trusting you in that moment to take care of this thing that otherwise belongs not to you. But I don't want to be involved with someone who thinks that that ownership extends past what I have granted to them. I don't know if that makes sense. I bet this disqualifies me from some doms, but I think I'm all right with that. If you don't accept the fact that I belong to me first, then we're probably not a good match anyway. But that said, and I think about fantasies, when I think about play and exploration and what I want to be doing with people who I trust to own me sometimes. I just clench down on the vibrator inside me. Oh yeah, did I mention? Been talking this whole time with my rabbit going between my legs and my hands groping at my nipples. You know, like you do. As I was saying, when I think about this, I think it might also be that an ownership kink overlaps on the kink Venn diagram a lot with, well, it gets close to non-con, right? Once again, taking my sovereignty over my body and my time and my actions away from me. And that gets into interesting thoughts that I'm not quite on top of yet, about how I want someone who knows me well enough and knows my boundaries well enough to start pushing against them. To start taking risks in telling me what to do. Someone with whom I can be chatting and mention to them that I'm about to head in the shower and have them say, stop and record me an orgasm first. Someone who says, I don't care if you're tired, I want you. Get on the bed now. Someone with whom I can be chatting. We can be sitting on the couch snuggling, watching TV. And I look at the clock and yawn and say, oh, I have an early morning, I guess I should go to bed. And have them grab my hair and say, you're not sleeping until you satisfy me. Oh, fuck. Oh, someone with whom I can discuss my recording schedule and say, oh, I really want to get this file recorded today. And they say, too bad. The only person you're moaning for today will be me. Now get in bed and get your clothes off. And if I tell them that the timing is bad, they'll only accept my delay with promise of punishment. Oh, Voxy, you have dinner plans? Fine, I'll take your orgasm later. But I'm gonna make you work for it. I think that might be the key. The key to my submissive tendencies, to the type of domination and ownership and possessiveness, is really all the flexibility that I want. It's just the flexibility to trade a harder time later for a reprieve now. I want the flexibility to disobey or to not do what you want, just with the knowledge of what it will cost me later, of whether it means that later you're going to want me to come more than once, or if later you're going to slap my thighs or my nipples in order to get permission to come. Oh, and you know that giving me permission gives me a better orgasm. So that's why I don't obey. You know that at its core I'm making this choice consciously. I'm not mindless. You own me, but it's not because you have some right to my body. You own me because you make me come so good that I am willing to give up power to you. To give up even the definition of no as meaning no. I'm telling you that there's some other word. And that any time I do say no, maybe that's me asking you to be rougher, to be harder, to be more demanding, to take what's yours and not wait for me to give it, to own this pussy, to tell me when it's gonna be used for pleasure. To own these nipples. And to tell me when to be used for pain. Don't tell me when. I can come. It's not yet, is it? See, right now I have to edge myself for you. There's an idea. Then how about a little practice? This conversation has been so arousing. I think I'm gonna go use this as fodder to record for. I'm gonna think about you saying how you wanna touch me. I wanna record later, and I wanna save my good orgasms for the people of GWA, you know? For my nice listeners who love to hear me come. Yes, and I know that you make me come better than I can when I'm recording and touching myself. But also, I mean, you make me come so hard that what if I can't come convincingly for my audio later? Yes, I know. Yes, and that does... Fuck. I do want to touch myself for you right now. I do. But you know that if I touch myself for you, if I come for you, it's gonna take me so much more to come for my listeners later. Oh, you've never made a demand of me like that. Fuck. I don't know if I can resist you. Yes, I do want to be good for you. Yes. But the recording, but... yes. Yes, I'll be good for you. Yes. Yes. Yes, I'm touching myself for you. This is for you, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, I know it was wrong of me. Wrong of me to deny you. How can I get good for you again? Please, 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 I'll be good for you. Just tell me. Tell me what to do with this body. Oh, can't you tell how badly it wants you? Badly it wants to belong to you. Oh, just thinking about it. Oh, fuck, it's getting me close to the edge. Just thinking of you telling me what to do. Thinking of you pushing back. When I gave you my wishes to go do something else, or to not be smacked so hard. Ow, fuck. I want you to help me push my limits of what I think I can do. I want you to push my limits of what I'll accept from you. Oh, I want my owner to know my fuck. I want my owner to know where my boundaries lie and to push them. To know that I'm independent and strong-willed and bratty and domineering. And likely to turn things into being all about me. And likely to try to wrap you around my finger. And to make you please me like I want to be pleased. And I want you to grab me by the hair when I try to talk back to you. Fuck. Or when I try to just lightly skip away and do my own thing. To hold me back. Oh, fuck. To pull me back. To remind me, fuck, that I'm yours. That I have agreed to be yours. That I want you to take ownership and possession of me. Stop me in my fucking tracks because you want me to come. Or fuck, just stop me in my tracks because you don't want me to come. You want me to get so fucking close. So close. That I'm begging for it. I'm panting for it. You know my voice. You know how close. You know, fuck, how to tell how close I am. You can tell from my breathing. Oh, fuck. You know, at what point? Fuck. God. You know, at what point? Fuck. Fuck. To tell me to stop? Fuck! Oh, see? Oh, that makes me lightheaded, but doing it myself just isn't the same. How could I have ever denied that this was my kink, right? Or how could I have ever not known? GWA and Ramble Faps just introduce things to us that we never knew, huh? I'm really tired. I don't think I have it in me to come tonight. Please, I don't think I'm up for it. I'm really spent. See all those noises I'm making? I'm imagining that the person I'm talking to is saying, I don't care, Foxy. I will not take no for an answer. The only thing I will accept is a delay. You may delay for one spank per hour that you make me delay. Fuck. I mean, I could trade 24 spanks. Oh, fuck. Because then I just know what waits for me in 24 hours. Because those 24 spanks, fuck, they're gonna mean I come harder at the end. Now you know that in 24 hours I will be all yours. I will give you ownership of me. And in exchange, I get that illusory, or, you know, that real, that option, that ability to choose for myself. Why, yes, I will trade not coming for you right now for the fact that next time that we talk, you will make me spank myself in various places 24 times before I'm allowed to come. Alternatively, if you will like it more, and if you know me well enough, that I will like it more. For you. To sign me those 24 spanks. For today. And still make me come now. Then, well, you continue pushing back. And telling me that no, it's not my choice. I don't get to delay. I will punish myself for you now, and I will come for you now. I will not delay. I will not take ownership of myself. It will stay in your hands until this is done. And you'll tell me that I can come for you. Fuck. Because when I come, oh, belonging to you. Fuck. Oh, that's even better. Punish myself and then demand that I come would be even better than that was when I'm just thinking about it. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. Own me. It's yours. It's for you. Oh, it's for you. Yes. Yes. Oh, it's for you. Fuck. 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 God. Fuck. I'm imagining this is your hand down my throat, climbing me. Reminding me of whose good girl I am. And I can thank you. for benevolently allowing me to share this. This body of yours with the world. I mean, heck, I can owe you a number of orgasms. That's a multiple of however many I record for other people. Oh, fuck. I like that idea. Or just a number of nipple slaps related to how many times I come for other people and not you. Ah, that. Fuck. That's the kind of jealousy that works for me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah, folks. I think that I talked my way through it and found out the way that possessiveness and ownership kink works for someone non-monogamous. You give me my freedom to engage in all these relationships. There's just a price. Because you know what? I'm someone who wants to act in that way naturally, so I'm happy having it be a trigger for you punishing me. As long as you know that I'm just not always going to be the good girl, and I'm always going to be in need of punishment. Of you grabbing my hair and reminding me who I belong to. So I can laugh in your face so that you fuck me harder. Because as long as your punishments are fucking me harder, I'm happy to disobey. Fuck. So let's find those boundaries together, shall we? And play with them. Ah, fuck.